This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A new study shows teenagers in Colorado's child welfare system lack access to birth control. That's despite research that reports young people have sex for the first time at the age of 15 on average. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Researchers from the University of Colorado Boulder interviewed around 250 eighth and ninth graders involved with the child welfare system in the Denver area. They found that about a third had ever received information about birth control, and fewer than half know how to access it. The research also found boys were half as likely to have received information and thought there were greater benefits to unprotected sex. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Vaccine hesitancy may be one reason for a drop in immunization rates for kids this year, but the pandemic also reduced access to a pediatrician for many kids. Jennifer Reich is a sociology professor at CU Denver.
The challenge, of course, is that they all remain unimmunized and they share a lot of the same social spaces.
Reich said declining rates of regular immunizations for kids is a cause for concern, especially in light of a polio case in New York, the first in the U.S. in nearly a decade. The Colorado Avalanche now have the highest paid player in professional hockey. Nathan MacKinnon signed an 8-year contract extension that'll pay him $12.6 million a season starting next year. MacKinnon helped lead the Avs to a Stanley Cup title this summer. It's certainly much cooler today than yesterday's record-breaking heat. Rain is likely for the next couple of days, and the risk of flash flooding is elevated today, especially for the mountains and over burn scar areas. This is CPR News and KRCC.